The massive blackout earlier this month has prompted concerns that weaknesses in the national power grid could be exploited by terrorists. Government and industry officials have been working since 9/11 to secure the nation's electric supply and distribution, along with the rest of the nation's critical infrastructure. But they admit they have a long way to go. NPR's Pam Fessler has this report.
Organizers of a terrorism exercise last year called Silent Vector decided not to include the electric power grid in their list of potential targets. Instead, they used hypothetical threats against nuclear power plants, dams, and pipelines to test how government officials might respond. Phil Anderson is a senior associate at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
We excluded the power grid simply because we believed, based on our research, based on discussions with the industry and our own open source research, that the power grid was far too difficult to address through physical attack.
He admits now that conclusion might have been premature. But until officials find out exactly what caused the August 14th blackout, no one really knows if it's something that makes the power grid more susceptible to terrorist attack. That's one reason the new Department of Homeland Security is participating in the investigation. The agency has been trying to identify potential terrorist targets across the country, everything from power plants to bridges to communications facilities, and then to match them up with what's known about the terrorist threat. Bob Laskowski is Homeland Security's Assistant Secretary for Infrastructure Protection.
The notion is really the capability of taking in threat information from the intelligence community and the law enforcement community, and then mapping that threat information and then the intel over to our vulnerabilities.
And hopefully, he says, doing something to make those facilities more secure. It's an ambitious effort in its earliest stages, but Laskowski says even now the agency has some sense of what weaknesses exist in the power grid, knowledge it was able to use when the lights went out to help determine the extent of the threat.
Those are details I don't want to get into a public conversation, but I can tell you that we really do understand some of the more intricate vulnerabilities of the grid and of the Internet, and we're working hard to fortify them.
Department officials say the ultimate goal is to map the entire grid and then to test it against all kinds of hypothetical attacks. The agency also hopes to get a better idea of how a disruption in one sector might impact other industries, such as transportation and communications. Laskowski admits the effort depends on the willingness of industry to share sensitive information, something many companies are hesitant to do.
What we do not, under any circumstances, want to do is give any potential terrorist a list of critical targets.
Lynn Costantini is Chief Information Officer for the North American Electric Reliability Council, or NERC, a nonprofit industry group. She says power companies are eager to work with the new agency, but they want assurances that certain information won't get into the wrong hands. The Homeland Security Department is working on proposed regulations to try to deal with those concerns. Costantini says electric facilities did beef up physical security after 9/11, and on the day before the blackout, NERC approved new cybersecurity standards for the industry.
Because we do feel right now that that is still an area that really needs to be brought up to speed.
But she and other officials recognize that companies can only do so much on their own. The terrorist threat is too complicated and the number of targets too great. Phil Anderson of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says a coordinated effort, like the one envisioned by Homeland Security, should direct limited resources where they'll do the most good.
We're not going to have 100% visibility on terrorist capabilities, nor do I believe we're ever going to have absolute visibility on what our vulnerabilities are. This recent blackout may prove that to be true, that what we thought was vulnerable, what we thought was robust, may not be.
The challenge now is to figure out exactly what the vulnerabilities are and which are the most severe. Some security experts say they were encouraged that the largest blackout in U.S. history proved far less destructive than a lot of things a terrorist might do. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.